The text that calls for our attention then this Lord's night is our reading from Acts chapter 2. For those there on Pentecost, they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What shall we do?" And Peter responds, "Repent and be baptized." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I guess you could say last week, if we focused on how to make a baptism, its recipe, so to speak, tonight we focus on what is the benefit of partaking of it, of receiving it into our bodies. Oh, everyone knows, or at least think they know, that certain foods are good for certain things. Eat your carrots for your eyes. Drink your milk for your bones and teeth. Drink the orange juice for your immune system. So we might ask, what is baptism good for? Why do we seek to devour it as God's people? Why is it something that we give to our children, even our infants? Why do we desire for all other people to have it who currently don't? In the setting of our reading for the night, the crucifixion of Jesus was a past historical event, although recent past. Probably almost anyone gathering that year for Pentecost in Jerusalem had at least heard the rumors about what had happened. Likely that they were talking about it and discussing it as they gathered there for that festival. But then came the actual Pentecost day, which revealed that the events of the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth were more relevant to the people than they ever could have realized on their own. No, Peter did not miss the words given to him by the Holy Spirit. He said it very clearly. He looked at those people and told them that they had killed Jesus. They had crucified him. And not only that, but that God the Father had raised him back up from the dead. Yes, the one they had killed, God had made both Lord and Christ. And no doubt the people could not believe their ears. The book of Acts says they were cut to the heart. Perhaps it was because they feared retribution from the one they had killed who was now again alive. Perhaps it was true sorrow over their actions. But whatever their reason for being cut to the heart, they wanted to know what to do. "What do we do?" they asked the apostles. And Peter's answer was simple. Repent and be baptized. We're told that many received Peter's word that day. In fact, 3,000 baptisms occurred on Pentecost Sunday. And what was the result of all those baptisms for the people that received it? What was the result of them eating it up? What was baptism good for in them? Well, it gave them exactly what they needed most. They received the forgiveness of their sins. Everything from their most tiny transgression right up to the fact that they had almost quite literally killed Jesus Christ himself. And secondly, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit, making them into new creations, called to live out their lives in holiness. So what was their benefit in receiving baptism? Well, the Catechism puts it this way. It worked forgiveness of sin, delivered them from death and the devil, and gave them eternal salvation. Not bad at all. And so tonight we gather here to remember that those same blessings given to those people in that day of many miracles, Pentecost Sunday, they are the same gifts that were given to you and I, whatever day it was when we were baptized. regardless of if otherwise it seemed like a normal day. Yes, for many of us, it was as infants that we were given baptism. For others, it was later in life. But whatever it happened to you, on that day, you received life. You received life because your death was washed away. You received life because Jesus himself came to dwell inside you through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes, baptism works in you forgiveness, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. And it would be wrong this evening if we were to leave all those terms in the past tense, as if baptism is only something that occurred once and no longer has any relevance to our lives. But that is not the truth. Rather, being baptized works in us daily the forgiveness of sins for those things that we do that we ought not. He gives to us daily the power to overcome the temptation that Satan brings our way. And if we should die this day, we would do so in victory. In victory over death because of our baptismal grace. Yes, you and I are blessed to live each day, not just the day of our baptism, but every day with the knowledge and the joy of our salvation. For this is what baptism gives to those who receive it. It gives to us life instead of death. It gives to us salvation instead of sin. It gives to us joy instead of sorrow. Yes, baptism is the great gift of salvation, given to us and to our children and to those who are far off, all whom God calls to himself. Yes, in order to make a baptism, you take water and place it in the context of God's Word and infuse it with the power of, in the context of God's command. And then you infuse it with the power of God's Word. Tonight we learn that when that is received, it gives the forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit, which results in life. And all this is God's great work. His chosen means for bringing to you and to me the benefits of Jesus' work on the cross. And so in this season, we continue to celebrate our baptism. For this season, with all of its calls to repentance, does a wonderful job of bringing out our death into the light. So it is well that we keep close to us our baptism and the promises given to us there, in order that we are always reminded, even as our death is brought to light, that it is once again gone and that life now remains. For that is the blessing of baptism. On the day we were baptized, today and tomorrow. Amen.